It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted Lina, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute, is back on the WBEN live line this morning. It was a mostly civil, cordial debate, Ted. Did that surprise you?
Good morning, Susan. And after we spoke yesterday, you may remember that I said you have to avoid personal attacks and be civil. And I was thrilled with the debate last night. It was much better than the previous two debates. It was civil. They generally answered the questions, and I did check that. Avoided personal attacks. They showed some empathy. And towards the end of the debate, they both made a commitment to work together, regardless of who wins. And this is how a debate should take place, not name-calling. In a debate, if you have an issue, you always attack the argument, never the person. When you attack the person, you're basically acquiescing and not having a good rebuttal. So I was so happy with the debate in terms of that.
Answering questions, you were saying yesterday, that's a big thing for you. What did you see last night?
Well, last night, and you know, to really be thorough, I have to watch it again. But I got up this morning, and there were three questions that I believe Vance did not answer completely. And that was, how do you pay for your economic program? The second was open federal lands to build more homes. And the last was, how to replace and fund the Affordable Care Act. For Walz, the first question dealt with a preemptive strike. He didn't answer that. He gave an answer, but he didn't say whether he would support that or not. Also, he said he misspoke regarding going to Hong Kong, Tiananmen Square. He didn't answer the question regarding allowing abortion up to 9 months. He did talk about the issue, but he didn't say his position on that. And the child care crisis, he was asked, how long can you collect family leave? And that was never answered either.
Good note-taking there, Ted. Walz, as you just pointed out, admitted he was wrong about Tiananmen Square. How often does something like that come up?
In regard to admitting that you're wrong?
Yeah, on a stage like that, in a debate.
Yeah, it's rare. People try to do everything but admit that they're wrong. So I did like that he finally admitted it. It took a little bit of time, but he finally did admit that he had misspoke.
What did you make of the glaring fact check of J.D. Vance on an immigration question?
I didn't like that at all. That was a part in the debate where it got very contentious. They had stated before the debate that we are not going to do fact checks. So you shouldn't do fact checks, and they fact checked him. And then he tried to respond to the fact check, and then they cut him off, which I thought was unfair. I could tell by his composure that he was very upset. But he didn't let it get to him. And in the next question, you know, I felt that he bounced back, but he was still reeling a little bit from what had happened. So I was disappointed with that.
Do you think there was a winner last night?
That's a very good question. And when I watch a debate, I have to remove and always remove my personal bias. The moderators, the listeners, myself, we're all biased. And doing the debates here, I have decades of removing myself from that. So when I look at a debate of this nature, I look to see if a candidate lost the debate. And The only way you lose a debate, and this we'll know in the next few days, is if you move the needle. Personally, I don't think the needle has been moved one way or the other. So I don't, in a debate of this nature, which is political, not academic, look for winners. I look to see if anybody lost the debate. For example, when Biden debated Trump, it was very clear because of the optics and not being able to answer the questions. And when I left this debate, I didn't have that feeling at all. I thought that Walz did better than I expected. You may not have liked his answers, and the same with J.D. Vance. And that's where the bias comes in. So I think that both candidates addressed their base. And if you're asking a Democrat or Republican, they're probably going to tell you that their person won. There was one big mistake that Walz made, and that was, I have been friends with shooters. Now, I know that he didn't mean to say that. There's no way he meant to say that. If in a debate you just factually don't know what you're talking about, that's a major issue, and that's happened in debates. But in this case, when I heard that, I was surprised that he said that. And I immediately thought, well, when he watches this back, he's going to say, how did I ever say that?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, like you said, there's winners, losers. Also, another issue is, do no harm to the ticket, right? Did either of them do any harm to the ticket?
I don't think they did any harm to the ticket at all. And I don't see that the needle's going to move one way or the other. And I do think that we need another presidential debate. And I think the book's still open. I'm probably in the minority. But after this debate, each candidate served as a proxy for their candidate. And I think we need to hear again from Harris and Trump. And I'm hopeful that that will happen within the next week or two.
You mean for another debate?
Another presidential debate. I really think we need one, and I would not be surprised if there is one. I don't know if there will be. No one does. But I think there has to be another debate.
Okay. And you're obviously, this is going to come up with students this morning. What do you think?
So, it will come up. I asked them yesterday, will you be watching the debate? And most of them are watching it. And we'll be discussing this. And eventually, I'd like to break this debate down with my AP students in the groups and ask them, number one, did they answer the question? And number two, who do you think won that point? So it would be a great educational opportunity.
Well, Ted, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your insight on this.
Thank you so much, Susan, and have a great day.
You too. Ted Lina, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.